Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
Wow, that's like a lot of excitement. It's Courtney from LA, and I think I have about an hour and a half to get to your level.
I've got an orange theory the last 2 days, so I think I feel good.
Yeah, you're ready. Like, you're working on your summer body.
I've done a lot of errands this week because I was away this weekend, so I've had to like catch up on a lot of things. But I think I've kept myself so busy. I'm like, woo! You know,
totally.
Like yesterday, like I went to work, then I
congrats.
Went to Orange, then I went to Orange Theory, and I did a lot at work. I had the last 2 days and did a lot at work.
Those bitches finally learn how to tie their shoes.
No, I like had to assess every single kid because report cards are due on Monday, but I'm trying to do them by Friday. So I'm asking lots of questions.
I thought you were assessing the kids for coronavirus.
Let's talk about that. Because literally the world is ending according to Costco, any canned food. Like the city has been wiped out. And you know what, you guys? I'm just not a believer. Like, I mean, I believe, you know, if you're older right. and you get it, like that's very serious. And as if you're older and you get pneumonia, it's very serious.
So I was thinking,
I'm not like, that scared though.
I was thinking, like, if I got it, should I invite my friends over and have like a chicken pox party, but like a coronavirus party?
Like, remember, do you lose kids? Weight at this party?
Honestly, would love to. Like, I would
down
love
like 16 pounds.
I know we're like making a joke of it, and haha. And I'm sure somebody's listening, being like, "Fuck those two judgy girls! I'm gonna go write an asshole review now." And I know it's coming, but like.
No, I just think people, it's like the news is sensationalizing it. You know, totally. I hope no one gets it. You know, I hope people are being safe. If you are sick, stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sanitizing the shit out of my classroom.
Yeah.
You know, be aware.
And don't watch the movie Contagion.
We're not going to die.
I just don't think so. People have. But, you know, and if we are, it's like, just give me a timeline because I'd really like to go out strong.
I think we're taking this too lightly.
But too
I think
lightly.
We are like the opposite because everyone is literally losing it and that's all they're talking about. And I want to murder everyone.
So you are the coronavirus. Stay safe, but I think that like I hope that people don't make a big deal because we're really hoping that it doesn't get made a bigger deal because we have like a fun announcement.
Oh, we really hope it doesn't become a big deal because we're gonna be at South by Southwest on March 18th. I believe it's a Wednesday. The day after St. Patrick's Day, guys.
So listen, if you were us, right, you're like, oh, I live in Austin. I go out for St. Patrick's Day. I call in sick to work Wednesday the 18th because like I can't go out. And then what I do is I go to Rainy Street and I go and watch the panel that Two Judgy Girls is a part of.
Yeah, I think that sounds like awesome.
We'll have more information for you, but we're basically on a panel at the Patreon house. So it's really exciting. We're super stoked. It's not a live show, but it's more just like us talking social media and all that fun stuff. So if you guys are in the area, we would love, love, love for any of you to come stop by, say hello, come watch us, cheer us on. Like, honestly, we just need like two people.
Like if someone could cheer us on, that'd be great.
Like if you could just yell out like white pumps or like Summer Mary and like her friend Courtney, but like whatever. If we could just have like one person, honestly, I'll fly my mom out.
It's Wednesday, March 18th. Also, guys, I'm going to be at South by Southwest, the education one this week. So if you're there, say hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be learning.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could like just put like, you know, a meetup somewhere. Like what if you're the bigger draw at the conference?
I would die. That'd be silly. No. I'll be in Austin this weekend.
Great. But that's exciting news. We're excited to be a part of it. If it doesn't get canceled or, you know, so that's why we're trying to talk coronavirus lightly because it's like, what do you say all the time, Mary?
What do I
say? Ask, believe, receive.
Ask, believe, receive. I'm asking that the conference doesn't get canceled.
you're believing it won't, and we're going to receive ourselves in Austin.
I think I'm kind of psychic, so I think we're fine.
Great.
Cut to next week. Sorry, guys. Everything was canceled.
Also coming up, too, which may or may not be more exciting probably to you guys, but same level of excitement for us, our March Madness Hottest Bravo Man is coming up.
Luke is my number one, stringing his guitar.
So we are starting – we are going to be going right against March Madness with basketball because you know what? Even though I love a March Madness bracket for basketball, like this is our March Madness, right?
This is
like,
more important.
This more – you and I both run very large pools for March Madness basketball. And I yet, sure do. This is what gets me way more excited. So we're going to be following like the same route that March Madness basketball is doing. We're going to have our selection Sunday. We're going to have a tip-off of the first round, second round, et cetera. So like we're going big this time. And we hope that the Bravo Liberties are just as into it. Our reigning champ is Bo.
We are going to ask them to submit their own pictures. It'll be interesting if we get any response. I think Craig will come through.
Fingers crossed. I think Luke will. Like, I think we can. And we need your help. Guys, we need your help, too. So we'll be doing Selection Sunday again. That'll be on the 15th. So not this weekend, but the upcoming weekend. So we'll be doing that. So be on the lookout for that. Obviously, we'll give more details closer, too. But we're super excited about this because this is, like, our third year in a row doing it. And I feel like this is the thing I love the most that TJG does every year.
Courtney, I love my own stuff. I mean, it's you. You put time, commitment, love, strength, finding all those pictures. Okay, it's honestly, 64 pictures.
Sometimes I block out time on my calendar at work.
Don't tell the work that.
Don't tell anybody, even my coworkers who listen. But I'll stay an extra hour later. I'm just saying, like, sometimes I just have to, you know, you have to take some time for you, and this is me time.
Yeah, it's an appointment.
Like, I have to make sure that all the men are hot.
It's like getting your nails done, you know?
Exactly. It's
like, do you like you know, getting – I hate – I go every 2 weeks, but I hate doing it.
Well, so I'm pretty good at doing my own nails. So I paint my nails at least once a week.
Oh, no, I can't do –
But I do it myself. But I don't actually like somebody doing my nails. I'm okay with a pedicure because I think that you should take care of your feet. So I try to do that at least once a month. But honestly, it's been like six. So – I haven't kept that promise to myself.
I go every 2 weeks, and it's like the worst. I hate it. I hate sitting there. I think it's so boring. And
I would rather do that every 2 weeks than get my eyelashes filled every four.
Oh, yeah. That's like a two-hour process.
Yeah, it's at least 2 hours for me. You know, I'm just...
Gosh, man. What it's like to be a woman. Let's talk about... Tamara and Vicky, they were filming this week.
You know what? I can also film myself.
Do you think they were filming for Real Housewives of Orange County?
No.
Okay. So what do you think they were just filming like?
I feel like they're doing a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And they're going to do – they're like, guys, we're going to talk about all the stuff you didn't see on The Housewives.
Like behind the scenes, like how it really goes down.
Yeah, like, why don't I have a belly button? Have I been with multiple partners in my life? Like, here are the questions, and now we're going to give you the answers. Don't nail me to the cross like Jesus.
So it's just like a tell-all, maybe.
No, I mean, there, I don't
if this
know.
This was not for Orange County.
I think that if they were taping for Orange County, that they would have hashtagged it.
Yeah. No, there's something suspicious here.
Right? Like, I think that – and I think, like – I think that there would have been more of, like, I just, like, Tamara's thing says, how's your Sunday? Hashtag, again, seeing this from my personal account, hashtag life after housewives. She spelled housewives wrong, too.
Oh, how did she, what?
H-O-U-S-W-I-V-E-S. So it's just kind of like, meh. I just don't believe.
Got it.
Yeah, and I think that they would have, if it was for that, they would, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Vicky spelled it wrong too. She spelled even worse. Life after housewives. H-O-U-S-I-V-E-S. Like, come on.
Okay, Victoria. In other news, Teddy Mellencamp had her baby, which she went with Dove.
Did we talk about this last week?
I don't.
Or have
I, don't
I just been talking about this too often?
No, I like love that she's really giving us like the inside peek. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, in her stories, she's just living.
Her and Kyle went for a walk today, and I was like, oh my God, if I like threw three children out of my vagina, like I wouldn't be moving.
I think she has an exercise addiction though. She like went to Rise Nation the day before she had a baby.
Well, you can't give up a good Rise Nation workout. I mean, I have because I stopped my membership there, but but I get it. It is addicting. Good for Teddy. I think I like the name Dove too. She's got so now it's like what? Cruise, Steel, and Dove.
Okay. Seal.
Cruise, Steel.
No, it's not Steel.
It's not Steel?
No.
What the hell? What's her name?
You think her daughter's name's Steel?
Like STEELE. Did I just make that up completely?
No. It's Cruise. Isn't it like Slade?
Slate.
Yeah.
I was very close. I had like all the letters there, basically.
No, is that now? I'm like, it's definitely not steel. Like, it's definitely not a metal.
Slate? That's like, so it's a rock instead? I don't know. Oh, okay. Cruise and slate. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was close.
Okay.
A for effort.
Then I started second guessing myself.
I know because I feel like I usually am like so indignant that I'm like, no, I know the facts. Yeah. It's very hard to remember all of these people and their kids.
Totally. Believe me, I don't know half the people's names. However, I did like that you told me Lauren Workus of Summer House Guys is engaged.
So there's hope for us all.
There's hope for us all. This is very exciting news for me personally. I don't know why.
Please explain more. Because she's also a Delta Gamma?
I don't know. I just felt like, wow, okay, yeah. Yeah, girl. Yeah. She just wanted love. She wanted love by Carl.
I agree. And look at where she's at now and where little piece of shit Carlito is now. Like, I just think, like, I love a good unavail. Like, in a man. Sure. And Lauren Workus did that because she lives in San Diego. And her husband, contrary to the poster or to the picture she posted where he looks like Larry Burkhead of Anna Nicole Smith fame.
Like, he's actually, so much, you guys. So yeah, much.
He's actually, like, an assistant coach of the Arizona Cardinals football team.
Yeah, so I guess she's going to move to Arizona.
I mean, it's hot there.
Well, you don't live there during the summer, probably.
You don't, because my parents just bought a place there.
Oh.
And they're already like, we're not going to be here for the summer.
Right.
So.
You just don't know. You can't do it.
I mean, listen, live your best life wherever you want to.
Where in Arizona did they buy?
Scottsdale.
Oh, so we can go to spring training next year.
Literally, that was the first thing my dad said. Do you want to come out? And he has a casita. And I was like, oh, my God, Gina can come with. She loves the casita.
There's still time. Can we go now?
No. Oh, yeah. No. It's not ready yet.
Oh, so we can go next March.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day weekend would be fun.
2021, where we're still not married or engaged. But you know what? We love the beer.
That we don't
beer
know
Beer boys
that.
And bats and balls.
We don't know that.
You're right. We don't know.
We know. Actually, talking about engagements and marriages. Guys, sorry. The Love is Blind Patreon is coming to you one day. We found out there's a reunion coming out on YouTube on Thursday. So we just feel like it's important to wait.
We have to wait. Like, we need to see where they're at now. We need the full beginning to end story. And if we don't have that beginning to end, we're not doing you, the fans, justice of having a Patreon without an ending.
We do this for you, people. It's all for you.
Now, listen, have I been DMing Jessica because I want her to be my friend? Jessica's misunderstood, okay? And I want to be her friend, and I want to bring my dog over, mm-hmm. and I want to drink wine with her. If the dogs want to drink wine, that's on them. We'll card them. We'll make sure they're legal. And then I just want to, like, you know, I want to gab.
I wonder what her job is.
She works at Box. Okay, so we'll go more into this on our Patreon. But I did – so a friend texted me, and he's like, please tell me you've done this deep dive on Jessica. Like, where does she work? So I just searched her on LinkedIn.
Oh, so smart.
And I found her, but she's, like, hidden her name, but it still comes up. Mm-hmm. So she lives in L.A. now.
Of course she does.
And I just feel like we're destined to be friends. Like, I keep texting a friend group, like my LA friend group, being like, guys, I'm going to find Jessica. And they're like, please stop it. Stop.
But you will.
Like, no.
I will find you.
If you don't have a little bit Messica in you, you are not living your life the correct way.
We need to stop talking about it.
We got to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
But we'll be watching the reunion, and we'll be putting it out on Patreon. So, and we will be going a deep into this because I got a lot of things to say.
I can only imagine. Things to look forward to. Camp Getaway for Adults. It premieres April 6th, and it's like an adult summer camp. It's like, I think Danny Pellegrino said it's like Bug Juice meets adulthood.
Remember that? My God, I loved Bug Juice.
When you're going to die.
My old roommate and I, she works at Disney, and she at one point got the entire DVD collection of Bug Juice. And we sat there on a Friday night and watched the DVDs from like beginning to end. I mean,
like, what happened? Did like nothing happen really?
No, like, it's on Disney Channel. Like, yeah. Nothing. It's like, now the real thing, if you want to watch, is Fat Camp, True Life, MTV Fat Camp. That is camp.
Wait, wasn't there the girl Emily? There was some girl that I was obsessed with.
Was she fat?
Yes.
I mean, I just loved it so much. God, MTV True Life Fat Camp. Honestly, I think we might need to do a Patreon on that.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. One Patreon at a time.
Sorry. I just love, like, Bug Juice. Oh, man.
Your energy level has matched mine. You're surpassing me.
Am I there? I've gotten so excited. So I'm curious what this camp is. So I've, like, had a friend who used to, like, do this, or maybe she still does. We used to be friends, so I don't actually know what she does in her life now. But she would always talk about these camps, and she loved it. And then I used to work with a girl who used to date Lex Luthor from Smallville. Do you know who Michael Rosenbaum is?
Yes.
Okay, and he is, like, a big proprietor of these adult camps.
Oh,
like, that's where they met and started dating. They don't date anymore, but that's besides the point. And so I'm like, what if this is the camp that he went to?
How long do they stay?
They go for, like, a weekend. It's like a 3 or 4 day weekend.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's 6 weeks of summer camp. It'd be very nice PTO policy. I think, or maybe it's like a week or something, but it's not like a very long time. But I think it'll be fun. I love these one-offs because, you know, we're not getting a second season of this, right?
No, like, no. This is a one and done. Like
Apres-ski or Timberwolf Creek Lodge or whatever the hell it's called, you know? And so I'm excited about this because also I'm really disappointed that I still can't get into Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I can't, like, can't get past the first episode, couldn't get past the second.
I'm having a hard time with Bravo. I thought this week was kind of snoozy, and I'm just fully invested in the trials of Gabriel Hernandez on Netflix. It's not for everybody, I can tell you that much.
I think it's not sad
and disturbing, but I just feel like I need to know about it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot. I actually think it's probably for maybe 30% of people.
That's still a very high number.
It is.
Like, it's not for me.
No. It's dark.
Yeah.
It's super sad.
Like, what's more for me is the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right. But it's also, I think they're doing, a really important thing because they're exposing it.
Do you want to give, like, a brief synopsis of what it's about so people can decide if it's for them or not?
Gabriel Hernandez was an 8-year-old boy who was murdered by his mother and the mother's boyfriend in the Los Angeles area, and they basically said he was, like, tortured for 8 months, but just, like, kind of how the system failed him, like, his teacher kept calling like hotlines and social workers and all these things, and the social workers actually go on trial. There's four of them involved for not doing their job. So it's really getting into more like the system and how it's possibly broken. So it's fascinating too.
It just sounds really dark.
It's very dark.
It's going to be pass for me, but I think it's important for those. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's important, but I can't sit and do it. Can't start. Be in my feels, you know? Yeah. Like, I was in my feels watching the Love Island finale because Hulu probably put it up. And, like, I watched the finale on Monday morning while getting ready for work. And I cried.
Oh.
So okay. That's my level of emotion there.
Okay.
Love Island finale. Also, you guys, everybody's been recommending. I finally got the Jessica Simpson book on Audible. Please note, you need to listen to it at 1.25 times speed.
She talks
very slow.
My friend said the same thing. Do it at 1.5 and you get through it real quick.
1.5 is too fast. 1.25 is still like good to where it sounds like she's actually just talking normally. 1.5 is like you really have to like listen to it.
But my friend also listens to us. Lizzie, love you. And she said to listen to us on 1.5 as well.
Oh my God. Does that make our voices higher?
No, I think it's just faster.
I think Lizzie just likes to live life fast.
Maybe.
Also, too, you guys, new 90 Day Fiancé, Darcy is back.
I watched for a hot second when she was wearing like the wedding dresses because she's venturing into a new
her fashion line
market. Yeah.
And so she's going into the stores to steal their product to make for her own line.
But what is she even dating the guy up in Britain?
We don't know. Tom's a dick.
Okay.
We don't know. He didn't call her on his birthday.
Got it.
And he's going to show up in New York and maybe they can meet. And Darcy sounds like she's finally getting a hold of her. What I do appreciate about Darcy is she's always very.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Pretty much like she's going to make sure she looks good. Like, Tom scheduled a FaceTime with her, and she got all dolled up for that FaceTime. Like, she made sure to wear a revealing shirt.
Sure.
She had her hair done. Now, they've done a little too many fillers, but I just am like, I'm kind of over 90 Day. Like, I'm just watching for Darcy. Actually, honestly, though, the season's, like, kind of good, except for this one guy who's a horrible human, and everybody should boycott him because he has a very bad past of abuse. However, I just want a Darcy spinoff show. Darcy dating.
That's what this is.
No.
Because, like, does she really have a 90-day fiance?
No, but it's like, give her and the sister their own show. They deserve it. She's had to put up with Jesse. She's had to put up with Tom. She's had to be this, like, laughing stock. Like, she's a shishu, and it's her time now.
Got it.
Okay?
It.
That's mm-hmm, all mm-hmm. I'm saying. So whoever's listening, if we can have 14 seasons of Sister Wives, we can have one season of Darcy Date.
What is going on with Mary on Sister Wives?
Oh, everybody hates her.
Yeah.
She doesn't want a house in the trees. She worries it's too dark. It's like, nobody's apparently heard of a chainsaw.
Why does she stay with him, though? You watch this?
No, I like, yes, I absolutely do. It's DVR'd.
I, like, literally don't know when you watch all these things.
Okay, so my mom and I both love Sister Wives. So we watch it separate but together.
Yes, totally.
You know, my favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I watch it because she likes it, and now I've gotten deep into it. I don't know when I watch it. Like, sometimes I leave a few there, and I'll catch up. Like, it's the same with, like, Love After Lockup. Like, this weekend I finally caught up on Life After Lockup. Sorry. So, but it took a lot of time.
Did you leave your house this weekend?
Yeah, no, I did. I did. I went on a nice hike with a friend, but then I didn't go out Saturday night because I was tired because I had gone out on Friday night. And you know what? I went a little too hard on Friday night.
Oh, got it. You had a lazy Saturday.
No,
those are the 5-mile best. You probably hike. Felt great on Monday for work.
Yeah, I did. My mom came up on Sunday, and then we did some stuff, and it wasn't, like, that great of weather on Sunday. So you know what? That means chilling. My mom broke her toe. Like, we couldn't do a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So that's when I watch these things. Anyways, going back to Sister Wives, they're all a mess. Sobbin' Robin. Cody's got a perm. He shaved half his hair. Like, Christine is like, why doesn't Cody love me anymore? It's like, you're not the hot one anymore, Christine. It was Robin. And then Janelle, she's like, she literally gives zero fucks.
I you see the previews and I feel like I see so much.
Oh, Mary, you would love the beginning of it because it's like a Dateline episode, as in, like, somebody died. The music is like,
No, I've definitely seen it before. Like I'm not above Sister Wives.
Oh, I know you're not above it. I know you're not. None of us are.
And then I also read, like, articles about what a piece of shit that Mark Daly is. Like, people
fuck
are
Mark Daly.
Ticked.
So this past, so Atlanta's been, like, Sunday nights are, like, hard because I'm always, like, doing something, right? So it's usually, like, what can I put on that's, like, mindless? So Atlanta's been kind of at the back burner for me, but I tried to catch it this Sunday because I'm a few episodes behind, but I was like, it'll catch me up in the previously. So Mark and Kenya were hosting a fundraiser. Mark's been putting Kenya down the whole time, and he's just such a piece of shit. Like, talking to her horribly, like, he went off on the camera guys. And Kenya, first off, looked stunning. She did this little, like, bob haircut. Then, like, she should rock this cut all the time. She looked so beautiful. And I just feel – you feel bad because you watch this whole season where she's kind of, like, lashing out on Tanya. And, you know, you can just tell she's, like, unhappy and that she's taking out her bad marriage on other people, especially, like, Tanya, who has to, like, a good relationship with her boyfriend. Like, you know, she's kind of, like, trying to tear other people down.
Yeah.
And you just watch how, like, somebody talks to her, and you know she just wanted to be married. And fuck guys, you know?
Yeah.
Did that go together?
Yeah. Would you say he's a narcissist?
I think he's, like,
or a sociopath? Scott Peterson?
I don't think he's, like, Jack's level. And I think, like, Jax is, like, literally a sociopath. I think he's just a narcissist. And I think he's just, like, he's a misogynist. And it's just, like, men are better than women. And, like, you need to be, like, subservient to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's, like, what's really annoying is when, like, good-looking people are fucking dicks.
That's why all the bad-looking people are hilarious.
like us. I'm just kidding.
They got to compensate somewhere. They got to get that good personality going.
I mean, but Craig is still okay. She's Luke nice. Is okay. Yeah, like when they're like, what's your best attribute? You're like, you really make me laugh. Yeah. Like, no, like my feature. Like, like your laugh. It really gets
your
me.
Lashes are amazing.
Oh my God, thank you. I paid so much for them.
Okay.
Oh dear.
What is your ranking this week? We have a VPR, Jersey, and Summer House.
I'm going 1 Summer House, 2 VPR, 3 Jersey.
I'm going to go Summer House, Jersey, VPR.
Wow, you really hate VPR. Although VPR was your number 1 last week, wasn't it?
I don't remember anymore.
I don't remember.
I did. I think there was like some hilarious moments in Vanderpump Rules this week. Like that whole best man infomercial.
So good.
So good. Like,
let's see. I'm going to look at our last week's ranking. Yours last week was Vanderpump, Jersey, Summer House.
Oh, so yeah.
Mine was Summer House, Jersey, Vanderpump. Okay. So let's talk Vanderpump, yeah?
Yeah. So I just like feel like, you know, we're just leading up. I just want the wedding to happen. I'm happy that we're in Kentucky by now.
Oh my God. It's like I'm so over giving Jax and Brittany. Brittany actually wasn't as annoying this episode for me, but it's like, why do we let Jax get away with so much?
I will say I'm just like glad everyone put up the flags this week and, you know, Tom gets to go to the wedding. But also, okay, Ariana's having a birthday party and Jax and Brittany are going to come. Like, what?
You don't get to do that.
That makes no sense. You are not my best man. You're not coming to my wedding, but I'll come to your girlfriend's birthday party that you live with. Like, no.
Yeah. No tact.
And then I love the list of like, okay, this is Jax's list of who is not going to his wedding. Sandoval, his own mom, Lisa Vanbert, Pump, and maybe Ariana. I had to laugh. I was like, of course.
Do you think John from Miami was invited?
No, definitely not.
So none of the ex-boyfriends got to come?
No, he was exposed too much.
Oh, so only people that Jax has fucked gets to come and the female version. Any male, nair.
Where's Faith? Faith was a server.
Faith was pregnant. Faith had a baby, so she probably couldn't go.
Faith was watching the grandma.
Oh, you're right. Faith had to work.
Yeah, she had to work.
She couldn't get the weekend off.
So bad.
Oh, man. What if he had said Faith at the wedding?
Maybe he does.
What if they...
Isn't that like in your vows, Faith?
What if like when they walked back down the aisle, someone was like, they started playing like George Michael, like, so you gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith. Gotta have faith, faith.
Where
faith,
is Faith I now? Faith. Was she on MTV?
She went on to The Challenge. I think she did like 2 seasons of The Challenge and got voted off like pretty early. And then she's just had a baby like a month or two ago.
Oh, like for real?
Yeah, no, legit had a baby.
Okay. Not Jax's.
Honestly.
Oh. Was it Jason's?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was Jason, Jax's, or another man's.
Okay.
Honestly, I see her probably angling to be like on Teen Mom now. Also, just side note, the new cast of the MTV's Challenge has been announced, and I'm very excited about the cast. Oh. That's all.
Okay.
Moving on. Okay, so I think it's funny now that Lisa Vanderpump has been off of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that now we have to have her life updates here. Like, she's taken her storylines from Beverly Hills and put it onto Vanderpump, and I'm like, I don't care.
She's trying to pretend like they're like, oh, you're not going to Jax's and Brittany's wedding. She's like, I have to go to England. Like, I have to go to my mom's funeral. It's like, well, duh. Like, yeah. You're not going to go to your mom's funeral because you're going to go to Jax and Brittany's wedding. And, like, we also know you go to the wedding because you sit next to Shep.
But also what I think is, like, weird about it is, like, they put there on such a weird pedestal. Like, this is exciting. Your special guest is Lisa Vanderpump.
I think they're like, really excited about their special guest, Lance Bass.
I have never seen people... Okay, watching Jax give a blowjob to that popsicle while they called Lance Bass, I was gagging.
I think they were super high in that scene. Like,
they had just come from the birthday party.
Yeah, and then I think they were like very high too.
Either way, watch, because just go was, back was, and watch Jax with a, watch him no. with a popsicle.
No, I saw. I
it's
saw.
Disgusting.
It was a fudgesicle. It was a fudgesicle.
Yes, or it could have been a Coke flavored popsicle.
No, it was definitely, I know it was a fudgesicle.
You know your fudgesicles.
I know my fudgesicles. I know my popsicles. I'm a kindergarten teacher. What was he saying that flavored. He was like embarrassed about what he said to Lance Bass?
He basically like told Lance like no pressure because you're in front of a lot of people, as if Lance hasn't performed to sold out stadiums around the world.
Right.
And I was like, I'm glad you're embarrassed, you little piece of shit.
And then he's like, no strings attached. But he's like, no, but seriously.
Because Brittany, I'm going to fuck people even though we're married. But like, I don't believe in divorce. So you're just going to deal with it. And then I'll you suck me off and then I'll suck your toes. And then I'm going over to the old lady's house.
No, and then I'll have a fudgesicle.
Watch me just give this a little jobby job.
What? A little jobby job?
The popsicle. No way. He's giving the popsicle a little jobby job.
Okay.
He's like brushing his teeth with it.
Okay, let's talk about
too much
James Kennedy. So
okay, Raquel, we need to protect Raquel. Protect her. She can move into my second bedroom. Raquel, I'm just down the street from you. I have room for your glass eye collection. It can fit into the side drawer. You can have your own bed. Get away from James Kennedy.
It is sincerely really, really, really sad. And so basically she gets blacked out drunk and sleeps at Sheena's house?
No, I think she was in her own house.
That's why I was confused. I was like,
where was he?
I thought she said that. And then I was like, oh, well, maybe, wait, she said Sheena. And then I was like, oh, maybe she slept at Sheena's house. And that's why. So no, she slept at her own house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he's like, fuck you. Where are you, slut? Ho, fuck you. I hate you. I'm breaking up with you. I'll never marry you. And it's exactly. Like literally like it's not one big text. It's a every. That's mm-hmm. What kind of texter I am.
Have you ever rage texted like that?
Oh, that's what kind of texter I am, though. Not even in rage. I do a bunch of little texts. I don't do one chunk text. You know my texting.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'll see that.
I'll do like five texts that could be one.
Yeah,
then you feel popular. I do see that. You feel popular.
Uh huh.
You're definitely a one big texter kind of girl.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I'm both. I'm ambidextrous.
You are on fire. But okay,
that's one of my dumber ones. I'm sorry.
So I loved that Dania was like, "Girl, know your Dania. Worth." Whatever. What'd I say?
Exactly that. Just Dania. Just cracks me up.
Yeah, Dania. I feel like she's got a really good head on her shoulder. She's like, girl, do not Except take this shit. Do not take this shit. And then Ariana trying to help her. But then we kind of had like a little resolution at the end, like when James is making tacos. Chicken tacos.
I think what it comes down to is, one, James, an alcoholic, right? Clearly has a problem with alcohol. He said on Watch What Happens Live he's 9 months sober. And hopefully, you know, he's on the up and up. But I think what it also comes down to is, like, Raquel was with those girls. And I think he's jealous of the fact that the group doesn't necessarily hate Raquel. And so she gets technically invited to things and he doesn't. And I think he gets really, really jealous of that. And obviously, like, starts to drink and then, like, rage texts.
Yeah, and then he also, like, manipulates her and is like, if you don't love me for who I am, I'm an alcoholic. I'll cut you out.
I'll just leave. And then he leaves. And then he's like, realizes he didn't bring keys or a wallet or anything, so he has to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they make up. I did laugh, though, when he was like, when Raquel was like, are you sad you're not at the wedding? And he was like, Jack's got it right. Oh, Jackson, her last name is right. Oh, what a hashtag. And it's like, her last name is actually Cartwright. That's even the worst part. It's like, her last name is Cartwright. And yet, that's what they did, like, with Jax's, Jax got it right. And he's like, if I don't have to see a picture, a hashtag with that one more time, I'll be great.
Do you think it was funny that he was calling her Bubba? He called Raquel Bubba. And he was like, started kissing her and was calling her Bubba. And he's like, then he promises, and you know, he's going to stop drinking. He's going to go to AA and Al-Anon.
Oh, I guess I missed him.
I swear he said that. Like a Bubba, or maybe he said, I swear it was a Bubba.
Maybe he said like a baby.
No, it was a Bubba. And I thought that, I was like, don't steal that. Ooh, there's only two Bubbas out there.
So I'd also, speaking of the Bubbas, dog's dead.
they had some really funny moments, and I was right about how they spelled dog, D-A-U-G, 2019 to 2019.
But also, like, they pan to us, they show us like a flashback, and we have to see dog dead.
I know. he was gone too soon. And then just too like soon. Tom Shorts is literally like dead serious. He's like, I had to make the grave, but I didn't have a shovel, so I had to get a hammer to dig little doggy a grave. And I'm just, I'm sad. He's just gone too soon. And then I'm like, how did you not keep that reptile alive? Like, I feel like reptiles can live for a long time. What happened there?
I think dog was depressed.
He was so sad. He just, his time was up.
Oof, offed himself.
Yeah.
Dark. Okay, before we get back into like when we're going to the wedding, I just want to say, still think Charlie is annoying. And Charlie reminds me of Summer House Danielle. Get off the show. We don't like you. Shishu forever. Charlie's not going to happen.
I think Charlie's not going to happen, but I also like love that she was wearing something that she kept the tags on because she was returning it. I just love that these people are poor. Like that, it makes.
But one time she met a millionaire at an Emmy party,
and he said she didn't say no to anything.
Yeah, but I also thought it was funny too when they were like at the restaurant, and so it was like Brett versus Sheena versus Charlie, and Sheena's like, "Wow, you're dressed just like me," and they're both in their Surrey uniforms. It's like, well, you guys
kinda
have to wear the same thing.
Kind of have to be.
And it's just, I thought it was funny too when she's like, I didn't even have to be at Ariana's birthday party because Charlie was there as me.
But then I'm like, I don't even like her. I can't tell.
Shishu or Charlie?
I think, I thought Shishu was going to like Charlie.
I thought they were friends because Charlie went over to her house when they were all shortening their sir dresses.
Yeah.
And she told us she didn't eat pasta and she doesn't like to wear underwear.
That's literally, I don't think she knows what pasta is. There's like no
this, you're not way. Letting this go.
There's no way you've never had a mac salad or I'm sorry. Like
what about I know how she's had pasta. Cheese? I know how she's had pasta. She's gone to Taco Bell and she's got those cinnamon crunches. Uh-huh.
Sure.
And those are fried pasta.
But like seriously.
So she's eating pasta. Because who hasn't had one of those?
How have you never had an Italian like a spaghetti? And a fettuccine alfredo? A pesto pasta? Come on.
A rigatoni.
You haven't lived.
Yeah.
Try the truffle.
You haven't lived until you've Lady and the Tramped it with somebody.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
Oh.
I put that on my to-do list this weekend.
Bucket list item.
Must.
Get back to us on that. Must Lady and the Tramp. You choose to be Lady or the Tramp. It's like it'll define what kind of night you have.
Oh, I'm Lady.
Oh, okay.
I own too. A Cocker Spaniel. Like, come on.
Oh.
Lady's a Cocker.
No, I... Yeah. I was just saying if you wanted to be a lady or you wanted to be a tramp.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, that's how it defines your night. Wild. Like, is Summer Mary's kind of a tramp, but in the best way possible. And then, like, Mary's the lady. Right? I'm going to take no words of admission is admission. Okay. Let's move on to the castle. Also, hey, did you know that Stassi likes Game of Thrones?
She's not
doing
it. And doesn't
want to celebrate her birthday.
Not doing it for me this season. I thought it was really like lame that she was like, you can't even sing me a happy birthday. And like, Beau's going to take my wish. Like, they're just kind of boring. I mean, they're really not getting airtime because they're so boring and perfect, I guess.
Well, it's like, okay, let's see. Stassi likes Game of Thrones, murder, and ranch. And it's, I understand being basic. I consider myself 2/3 basic, but that does not a basic make.
I think they're just kind of boring this season.
Although next season it's going to be all about her wedding.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. I also thought it before we get to the wedding, I thought it was hilarious that finally, like, Jax was like, okay, yeah, you're back in the wedding. Like, you can still be my best man. And then they cut to the confessionals like, oh, like, no, I don't forgive him at all, but it's just easier to invite him at this point. So, you know,
he's 40 years old.
But Jax isn't a rug to be walked on.
And I love when Stassi's like, nobody's walking over you, Jax. Like, you've literally walked over every single one of us. Also, what makes me really mad is when they compare that Jax and Sandoval have done the equal stuff to each other. No. When they're like, oh, yeah, Sandoval punched Jax in the face because he slept with his girlfriend.
Kristen. Like, Kristen, who's bringing Carter to the wedding. But he can't stay at the castle. But he's staying at the hotel.
Like, wow, this place is so beautiful. Even though it's right on the freeway. This place is so beautiful.
It actually, I was kind of impressed.
Oh my God. It's like Downton Abbey meets Game of Thrones.
Don't you feel like,
no. What?
Do you feel like it was nicer than you thought it would be?
Yes, I do. Because honestly, I just picture them getting married at a medieval time.
Well, she's like, I'm getting married. Was that supposed to be like, I'm engaged? Like the producers told her she had to go out there and say that.
She probably said, wouldn't it be like really funny if I like grabbed some beer cheese and then like me and Jax went to the balcony and then you guys stay, get like close to the freeway, but don't get on the freeway. Don't want you to get hit. But like shoot the camera up into the balcony. Look at me and Jax and her mom and yell, I'm getting married. It'll be like so funny and like a great shot.
I kind of feel like she's high a lot. Also, I was kind of shocked how much drinking she did, like, coming up to the wedding. I just feel like I'd have to detox so much to fit into my dress.
I don't think that they can literally. So
she looks great. She looks great.
She really does. But I don't think she can detox from drinking because I think she'll have the shakes.
Got it.
I think when they tape Vanderpump, they are literally always drinking because they're always doing some activity that it gets to the point of where they're like, they just don't eat and they do Adderall, maybe some like Coke. I don't know what their drug of choice is. And then they like mix it with like alcohol and that's how they stay skinny. But that's how they also stay drunk.
But I would say like this season, the only person we've seen drunk on camera is Brittany.
I'm going to knock him the fuck out.
Like, seriously.
I think Kristen's been drunk.
Maybe when she fell.
I mean, I think, like, all of them at the housewarming party were pretty hammered. I think at Pride, they're all, like, pretty hammered.
Not on camera, though.
Yes, for sure.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Seems like a buzz to me, but... Okay, let's talk about this best man montage. He's actually
a great best man.
No, well, when I was like thinking about this, like, or watching this, I was thinking about conversations I had with him, and like, he really is. He really is. I would say thoughtful, and then also like. He carried
your bag. That's so nice.
No, yeah, he did carry my bag. But, like, he had ideas for BravoCon. He's like, yeah, I think that we should next year, like.
Don't give his secrets away.
Okay. Yeah, but he does think to the next level of how to make things greater. And
oh, for sure.
Like, the service ice. I mean, amazing. So he could make the vodka sodas. That's the ice that you use to go in your drink, not to keep it cold. He had beers. He was holding an umbrella. He had an electric fan. Like,
and a regular one. He had both.
Amazing.
So I don't know if you ever saw the Kevin Hart movie called The Wedding Ringer. That's literally Tom Sandoval. So Kevin Hart basically plays this guy for hire. Like, you can hire him as your best man if you're like a guy who has no friends and you have to match your future wife's like bridesmaids group.
Sure, sure.
And so I, watching that, I literally was thinking of this the whole time. I mean, no, granted, it wasn't that great of a movie, but it did make me giggle. But it's like, Tom Sandoval is the wedding ringer. Like, I would for sure tell my future fiance, hire Tom.
1-800-T-SANDY. I make sure you don't sweat. I don't give shade. I provide it. I'll hold your umbrella. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was really funny.
And then I also thought it was funny, too, that they, like, couldn't tell Tom Sandoval to go behind Tom Schwartz.
I think actually that was really classy of Brittany. She's like, I didn't want to do it in front of the group. Like,
sure. But it's also like, Jax, shut the like, Jax is such a little baby. Like, he,
this is my wedding. I paid for it. I will have the Tom I want in the front, and I want the other Tom.
And then I also did laugh, too, when Schwartz was, like, so happy that Sandoval was back. He's like, I've been spending a week on YouTube trying to tie bow ties.
The stresses of his life.
And I also – I want to tell Tom Sandoval, you know what? Just because you've been friends with somebody for 20 years doesn't mean you need to be their friend anymore. I want you to move on from Jax, and I want you to keep your friendship with Tom Schwartz and Katie, but move on from Jax. His friendship is one-sided. He does nothing for you.
I think
what has Jax ever done for Tom?
I think the reunion's going to be really good. And I feel like they're not friends at all. It's
yelling at him. Sandoval, you tried to fuck up our wedding by bringing that pastor in. We didn't know anything.
Wait, what?
Like, they're just going to talk about the pastor. And Brittany's going to yell at Tom, like, saying, like, you were trying to embarrass us on camera.
Oh.
And that it's going to be – and Tom, because he's so nice, I think he's just going to cave in. And it's going to be like –
oh, I don't think they're going to cave. I think more people are on their side than Brittany and Jax's.
They weren't in the episode. They were all like, why would you bring that up? Lala's like, why would you bring that up? I'm going to wear white.
No, but I think also, like, Lala wants the audience to like her. So she'll go which way the audience goes. She tries to be, like, socially right.
So why didn't she say anything?
I think – like, look at her Instagram. She'll, like, ask, what did you guys think about the episode? Like, she...
look at her Instagram.
She doesn't... She's
always, like, checking. So she's going to come to the reunion on the right side of things, is what you mean.
Yes.
Like, she's polling everyone right now.
Yes. She wants to be on the right side of history.
Interesting. Okay. I like that. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention about...
I did like that smoothie comment. It was a disgusting smoothie of Sheena and Charlie. I thought that was kind of funny.
I did not like that. Brett, you are nobody on this show, and you don't get to talk shit about Shishu enough.
Poor
Shishu.
Like,
the worst smoothie you could ever have. It's like, that's the comparison you can make.
I kind of thought it was funny.
No. I mean, cancel Max, cancel Brett. You can keep Dania. Charlie, go eat pasta somewhere.
I bet they, like, give her pasta at the they won't be invited.
No. She's not coming to the... Charlie could, but she's not going to be. I think the public in general... Maybe we're wrong, so maybe that's a poll question. Is, like, is
Charlie... Is the new class invited to the reunion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll definitely invite Max because they...
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to have to, you know, make sure...
I don't think they...
Oh, I think they're going to try to... Max has not
been featured.
They're going to clear that up. He's still working at Sir.
Yeah, but I think that they're – it just seems, like, interesting. Like, we really haven't seen any, like, Max scenes. Like, he just shows up here and there, and I feel like they probably have way more footage and that they're trying to cut him out now.
I agree with you, but, I mean, like, he doesn't have confessionals anymore.
Right. So, like, I feel like they're phasing him out that I don't know if they're going to invite him.
No, he is. He's going to have to explain that. That's going to be, like, a big draw for them.
Yeah, but I'm also curious if they just ask, like, the regular class. Like, so some things came out about Max, and then they have to, like, defend it.
Got it.
Maybe they bring him – you think they bring him on. Is he in the beginning credits?
Yeah.
He is, huh? Is he with Dana, maybe? Is Dania in them?
I don't know.
The first four, it's Brittany, Jax –
I have no, I mean, there's like 20 people.
Is it Stassi and Bo? Brittany, Jack, no. Stassi and Bo. And then it's Tom and Katie. I know it's Ariana Sandoval. Best
days of my life.
Is that helping you?
No, I don't know.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to Alo Moves. Bose.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's AlloMoves.com, code TJG. AlloMoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Let's talk about New Jersey.
Okay,
so we have Teresa sitting next to Andy, then Dolores, then Jennifer. Then on the other side, we have Marge sitting next to Andy, and then Melissa and Jackie. That was kind of interesting that Marge got the first hot seat over Melissa. What'd you think?
Melissa's never met a sequin jumpsuit she didn't like.
Completely. It looks like the one that she wore for her 40th birthday. Yeah.
In purple. Yep. Like, she just loves, I mean, let's be honest. Like, Melissa can wear whatever the fuck she wants. I prefer, honestly, if she just came out in, like, pasties and, like, a merkin. But, like, she's, her bod's great. So, it's just so funny because I feel like she could literally just wear anything and she chooses, like, a Charlotte Russe. It's probably sold at Envy. But, like, it's, like, a Charlotte Russe, like, sequin jumpsuit or, like, a Windsor one, you know?
I think they just kind of run out of things.
Did you enjoy Teresa's new hairline?
So Teresa didn't talk this episode, so I feel like they didn't pan to her a lot.
So I think she coached Jennifer, and Jennifer is doing all the dirty work for Teresa.
That is, like, Jennifer came in hot.
Too hot. She's real so hot. Annoying.
Real hot. Too annoying. I thought it was really funny when they did her side by side because she looks banging. Like, the breast reduction, the lipo, the tummy tuck. I was like, like, can I use your husband?
For sex?
For lipo.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure. Jennifer, I just thought was, like, really annoying because she was entertaining for a little bit, but then it was, like, too much, right?
It got excessive. However, I love, so they start out and they play the Melissa package, her turning 40, her freezing her eggs, and Jennifer's just like, no. Like, you're just not going to do that. Like, you create
fake storyline.
Yeah, fake storyline. And we've been saying this all along. Like, we said it's fake. We said the long-lost sister was fake. The baby's fake. I forgot about the restaurant, which wasn't really fake, but it closed real quick. But I kind of did love that she called her out on that, but I didn't like her being like, oh, like, look at my selfies. I'm so cute. I'm so cute. Da, 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 da. I'm too self-absorbed to have a baby because I don't think
I remember Jennifer Aiden DMing us a video of her dancing and asking us to post it on our stories.
I do too.
So don't go in on Melissa being like self-absorbed when you're doing their like self-promotion of sending us a video to post for you.
What was the song?
It was like Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like
you're right.
Juice. And yeah. She was like – and she. I think she was in a Melissa jumpsuit.
Yeah. And this was like before her like body got exposed, like her new body.
Yeah.
No, like no, no. Just, like, no. No, it was like
she had the new body. It was right before the season.
Yeah.
It's like, and just was like, she's too much. I mean, I thought that was, yes, the storyline, like, sure. She's probably in the Jury Speaks or like these Facebook groups, you know, like reading and seeing what people are talking about.
I think, though, like, Teresa told her to do that one for sure.
Well, because they also said, too, when she was saying, like, oh, she's so self-absorbed, they're like, who told you that? And she's like, I'm not at liberty to say. And then they pan towards Teresa.
And Teresa, like, licks her lips when she's lying.
Oh, is that is that her tell?
Yeah.
Oh. She's
like,
mm-hmm.
Like, opens her mouth and, like, licks her lips.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the Teresa looked fabulous. Dolores looked fabulous. I'm like, has Dolores had work done? They first off, they all looked amazing, but I was like, Dolores?
No, yeah.
Hello. I think they all... The best revenge is looking your best, you know? Like, fuck you, David, even though you're together, but you're not, but whatever.
Three's company. Three's company, too. Do, 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 do.
Frank is totally Suzanne Summers.
I like that she didn't move in with him, though. Like, she's like, no, I'm not getting what I wanted, so I'm not moving in with him.
Do you think that was her decision, Mary?
Well, I think... I know. I think he probably said, yeah, like, you can move in, but I'm not going to give you a ring.
Yeah.
So, like, that's she's resentful.
Yeah, but I don't think it was, like, her full choice. I have a lot of
thoughts about people moving in together before.
Please continue.
I just don't know. Sometimes,
do you have to be exclusive or can you be BFGF? What level? So
this would be, you definitely are BFGF if you're moving in together.
Okay. But what if you're living in a summer house and moving in together?
Well, that's, we can get together.
Oh, okay.
It's different. It's different. They're probably not even exclusive.
Okay.
No, but okay. Because I do think, you know, sometimes it's important to live with someone to get to know them. But then also, like, aren't you already living there anyways? So, like, I feel like for some girls, like, I know people that they have moved in with their boyfriends and then they never get the, like, they, it takes years to get the ring. Right. So I think it is kind of good to sometimes hold that over, like, hey, I'm not going to move in with you till I get that ring.
I don't think David cares.
I think that's probably more the problem in this scenario.
But I do agree. I think sometimes, like I would move in with you if I was engaged to you. Honestly, I'll move in with anybody at this point that's the opposite sex and wants to love me for 5 minutes. But, like, that's neither here nor there. But in my fantasy world, I want the ring.
Yeah.
And then I'll move in with you because then I at least have a promise. And then I'll just, the way I be, make yeah, people you can like, be do like, things is nag them to while. Death, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like a Kyle and Amanda?
Yeah.
That's a whole different story. I just, Dolores, know your worth. Go find someone else. Yeah. The pool boy has to have friends.
But they're like still together. So, I think also, though, who is going to, you know, like, would that make you feel comfortable with your current girlfriend, like, living with her ex-husband? Like, I don't think you're going to find very many men that would, like, accommodate her relationship with her ex-husband.
Oh, I guess then David's okay.
You know what I mean, though?
I feel like David could be like, I thought we broke up a year ago. I've been working 7 on. Like, I didn't even know you weren't there or were there. Like, he's just like, oh, wait, the house is done? Like, I thought I fired you a while ago. Great, thanks.
I'd love to
see. Like, I've been in sniper school.
I'd love to see. Like, literally. Yeah, I can't go to your event. I'm in sniper school.
How about relationship school?
I forgot what I was going to say, but let's talk about Marge.
Okay.
So they kind of like try to go deep. Andy, I felt like, was digging for something. Like,
do you notice, before we go into that, do you notice with Andy? So I feel like with the women, when he does reunions, is he tends to go deep into them, but for some reason with the men, he never does. Like, go to the below deck. He was going after Kate and not going after like the whatever Ashton loser people are, you know? And then, but for like Housewives, he like gives it to us, like Leanne. Like, he seems to always give the guys a pass, which is very annoying. And it's like, if you want to have sex with them, that's fine. But just like, why can't you have hate sex with them?
I just felt like he was trying to dig into Marge's past for her to bring up something. And I don't know what he was digging for. Like, He's like, well, so you don't really know your father. So, and you're like, don't seem emotional about this at all. And, you know, Jan was actually 20 years older than you and your mom's only 20 years older than you. So like, was that your dad? Did you want to have the family you didn't have, you know?
You showered with boyfriends in high school?
There just felt like there was something he was digging for, but he, like, didn't get it.
Well, I think, which is interesting, because Marge, I think, is a pretty open book. Like she has no problem talking about her lawsuits, and it's like Beverly Hills.
She
you can't even
is,
mention
but
any
why
of that.
Is she, it's like, there's the thing, like, about her biological son. Like, I feel like most people just found out she has a biological son.
Oh, maybe. I mean, we knew about it. So, yeah.
But it's just like a don't talk about.
I just don't think the son wants to be on camera or anything.
Right.
And I don't know. But
do you think she has a relationship with him?
Maybe. I mean, maybe he's like Gabriella. Like Teresa's daughter, like she never wants to be on camera. Maybe she just doesn't want to be a part of it. Maybe yeah. It sounds like there was a lot that happened when she cheated on Jan with Joe.
Right.
And that they felt like she was breaking up a family. So it seems like there's a lot of rifts there, but, right. You know, she's working on it.
Right.
Let Marge be Marge. I love Marge.
I do too. So then they kind of talk about going back to Dolores, like that she was saying we were, you know, raised very differently and that she was anti-Semitic.
I like that Jackie shut it down. Like that they shut it down.
I do too. Like, and then Dolores is like, I've been with more Jewish men than Jackie.
I was like, did you guys do a comparison? Is there a chart? Can we see it?
But Dolores
is it in an Excel spreadsheet? Like how did we categorize
this? She has not had sex with Frank since she was pregnant with Frankie Jr.
Do you believe that?
I kind of do.
Because she found out he was cheating on her while she was pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's considered sex if you put it in your butt.
No, they're not doing
I'm
that.
Just kidding.
They're not
I'm
doing
just
that.
Kidding.
I did think it was interesting that, like, Marge was like, I think you need to move on from the doctor. And same with Melissa wants someone to baby her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Marge like she gets knows. That from Frank. Frank babies her, I think, in some ways.
Then what does she need from David?
Sex every once in a while?
Buy a vibrator.
Okay. That's fair.
Or just sleep with Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, have a night of apple martinis.
So funny.
Just like, you know, just like have a girl's night and then just like, you know, push those two twin beds together and see what happens.
Have a good time.
Play a game of Twister and oops, oh no, left hand yellow.
Okay.
Let me know if you need to borrow my Twister game. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Did you like Jennifer's Siggy impression?
I just... Literally at the end of this, like she got like Tamra level and made my blood boil.
Ooh.
Like she was really bothering me. Like she just has diarrhea of the mouth, like they said. And she just had a comment for everything. And it was annoying. She was just starved for attention. There's something weird at her family life, like with her husband.
In what sense?
I just think there's something weird at the home life.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, remember like when she pretended last season that she had never left her kids before? This was a really big deal for them to go to like Oklahoma or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that was her first time she left her kids. And now I feel like it's like she.
Oh, do you think she was lying?
I do. I think that was a fake storyline. Mm-hmm. But also like. She pretends to be like this traditional like Turkish woman and like this mom like that stays at home, but then it's like she's living like a different like a double life. She's doing an Insta sham.
Oh,
she's faking being out. I don't know. There just seems like something inauthentic. But then I also like I love that she called out Melissa. It's like she just needs to do a few of those, not the whole entire episode.
I feel like she came in, one, because her and Teresa talked before. Yeah. Dolores was probably there, too. They talked before, and Teresa was like, if you want to secure another season, this is what you got to do. You got to go after a big dog.
I think she has.
Oh, she's got – this whole cast will say the same, and that's fine. I'm fine with this whole cast being the same.
They could – I feel like Jackie's story's been told.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to – like – I think it was, like, very sad when she was, like, I watched myself eating those quinoa chips and, like, I was embarrassed. And, like, that's, like, really sad. But it's, like, I don't want another season of that.
Yeah. And, like, those wedding photos. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, I want to see Jackie, like, she was a writer her first season. Like, I want to see, like,
She was a lawyer.
Yeah. Like, I want to see more of, like, that life of, like, what she does. But I thought that this cast, if they kept it the same, I think it would be fine. And, yes, Jackie would be, like,
she's like an Emily. It's, like, too level-headed.
Yeah, like she, but you need that. You need somebody on the cast for that. But I guess you have like Marge. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I think it would be okay to like leave as is. I still think it would be good. I thought this season was still a very good season.
It's because it was short. Mm-hmm. Like think like Atlanta started before this and it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. And I've zoned out of it.
Yeah.
I want to like it, but I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something else I wanted to mention. Of course, I, like, cannot
remember. Siggy Slicker. Now. That's all I wanted.
Siggy Slicker.
Bethany Frankel. The comments. Gabby bullying.
Yeah, which is funny because I think... What did you think of, like, the tinsel in her hair, too? It was, like, so Adrienne Maloof to me.
And was it, like, rainbow tinsel?
Yeah. But remember Adrienne Maloof used to do the tinsel extensions when she was, like, washing the chicken with soap?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. Frankie and Gia are not together.
Sad. But Frankie's going to be an investment anchor, and he is just going to work too many hours. He just doesn't have time for the girls.
14 hours.
Sounds hard.
14-hour days. It's rough. But he'll be like the Wolf of Wall Street. That's all I really have to say about it.
Oh, I thought Marge had that funny line, like, your cover is gorgeous, but your insides suck. About Jennifer.
It's like Alexis Bellino.
Mm-hmm. Makeup.
Yeah, so you can be pretty on the inside. I also think it's funny, like, that next week when, like, Danielle is like, I'm not coming out there if I cannot sit next to Andy.
That was an interesting accent you did there.
I was trying to do a little New Jersey, New York, but I don't know how to do it. So, really sorry about that. Sentiment remains. Any thoughts on it?
I didn't.
Do you think that Jennifer is now like the new Danielle?
I think Melissa has a good point. Like, it's like you cannot touch people or throw things anymore. Like, that's just like crosses a line that is trashy and stop.
Okay. So is she the new Danielle?
She's not that
okay
level yet.
Okay.
She could get activated.
Oh, you don't want to get me activated. Honestly, though, I do want to get Lindsay activated because I'm ready for her to take little Carlito down.
I think she very well will.
So I was like kind of live tweeting the episode tonight.
Sure.
And you know when you like tweet something and then you're like, oh, fuck, they saw it. Mm-hmm. Like, I wrote one about Carl, and then he liked it. And I was like, ugh, so annoying. But what did I write that he liked? And it was something that obviously, like, rude about him. But it was like, do you want me just to read you my tweets?
Yes,
and then we'll
go
into them? Okay. So it starts off with, what a surprise that Carl 3.0 is failing. Lindsay deserves better. We deserve better. And then it said, also, nobody asked for Jordan to return. Nobody.
I like this storyline.
No, and then honestly, just give us an hour of Luke. We don't even need sound. Make sure his shirt is off. Thank you, bye. And then I said, are they building a lover boy fort? Why are there so many cases in the living room? I love to drink and all, but damn, that's a lot. And then, does anybody else think that Hannah and Luke are dating in real life? This is a summer house couple I can stand. And then I said, watching Summer House Live makes me sad I can't fast forward. No Paige does not mean more Jordan. Stop talking about his dick. And then I was like, I can go forever without hearing the word finger bang again. Forever.
Wait, these like, are all like really good.
Like, did they spend longer getting ready for the 80s party than they did actually attending? And then they all went right to bed? This is not what I expect from this group. They finished this night faster than Jordan having pretend sex. And then it's like, Lindsay is surprised Carl is treating her exactly how he treated her former BFF, Lauren Workus. Hashtag shocked Pikachu face.
Did he like that one?
That, I think that's the one he did like. Let's see. Oh, no, I can't like my own. Let's see. Must have been a different one. And then I was like, Luke on the guitar. This is why we said no sound needed. It's like.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
Of course you didn't. You'll forget.
I'm like literally in love with him.
Well, I did. I said I hashtagged it. Hashtag still better than Armand.
Yeah. Like. Well, it sounds like Armand's not very serious and yeah. She gets to taste Luke next week.
Oh, taste.
Okay. Let's go to the top of the episode.
Okay.
So we go back to Amanda and Kyle's dinner. Wow. This was raw. I mean.
I got to be honest, I don't want this kind of stuff on my summer house.
It was intense. This was, whoa. Like, basically.
Leave Amanda alone.
Yeah, I mean, she gets, like, stressed and anxious and shuts down. And then her soon-to-be husband says that she's a disheveled piece of shit. And then, like, her saying, like, I don't want to feel like I have to impress you. Like, I don't know. But then I thought he was nice. He's like, I want to have like more good days. Men are just like also like sometimes girls just want to bitch and vent. And like men are like problem solvers. They
100%.
They like are like, well, let's see how we can fix it. It's like, no, I'm not going to fix anything right now. I'm just going to fucking vent. Okay.
Yeah.
Just give me this
I'm going to talk shit for an hour and a half. Yeah. Listen. You know what? Just hear. I don't even need you to listen. Okay. Put headphones on. Put little baby headphones on so I can't see. Put earplugs in. I don't care. Just let me talk shit.
Yeah. I do like, though, they seem like in a way better place. They're having sex again. They seemed happy.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good.
Do you want to talk about how big of a piece of shit Carl is now or later?
Later. Let's talk about Jordan and Jules.
I honestly did not need Jordan on my screen.
Oh, I like loved this. I feel like his face looks so different. Like he did something to his face, like fillers.
Yeah, but I just think so. You liked it in the sense of like you like to be laughing at him because like I just think he told Jules like so, I want to come back more this summer. And I'm like, oh, you want to come back more to the show you were kicked off where the house where the cameras are and then like pretend you're gonna hook up with Jules? Like what a surprise.
But this is mind blowing to me. So. They actually do have sex, but he...
Like they had sex in the house?
Yes.
No, I know what I'm saying is like...
No, but and they had sex before. So I think it's just like so funny that he... Okay, so they have like two different versions of the story. Like Jules says she's moving to New York and she like told him the day they were going to move in. Then he said he's going to help her move in. And then they just like didn't communicate and she felt ghosted by him. And she could tell this because of social media and that he wasn't responding to her DMs or liking her photos. And that's why social media and dating is not a good idea. You should not know what people that you're dating are doing when you first start dating. I think it's super unhealthy. What do you think?
I agree. / I have a burner account and I follow those. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but it's like, it's such a weird thing that, you start dating someone and then you're like, oh, but wait, they're out on Friday night and they didn't ask me to do anything. And like, who do you think they're with? What are they doing?
Let's see their tagged photos.
I've seen it. Like, it's just like so.
Oh, great. Creepy. They're following this person now. Like, who is she?
It's very unhealthy. So I think when you first start dating someone, almost 2 to 3 months, non-social media friends.
What do you think? But I can still find their Instagram.
I mean, yeah. But, like, try to avoid it because it will just make you crazy.
I am crazy. I'm crazy.
Okay. Going back to this, I think it was weird that there was, like, definitely, like, two different versions of the story. And but whatever, they like worked it out. So then the night comes along, and I also thought it was really funny that Jules was like, well, if you want to have my room, like she was already kind of setting it up. But then I was like, or does she want to sleep with Hannah so she can pretend to be Paige because she's a single white female? You know what I mean?
Well, I also thought it was funny, too, when they were talking. He was like, I want you to want me. And she's like, I want you to want me. And they're like, oh, my God, we both want each other to want each other.
She also like, feels very young.
Very young. And I thought – I actually thought it was funny because I felt like was Jules trying to use Jordan to get on the show? And then she got on the show and he got kicked out, so now he's trying to use her. Like, Jordan – remember
there's
when
a
Jordan
lot of
was
layers.
Like, I broke Hinge, like the dating
yeah,
app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because like, he was, like, the most eligible bachelor on Hinge.
Which is they so can't get sad it up. For everybody on Hinge. He's like, one thing you don't know about me, you know, like, you have to, like, fill out their questions. Like, one thing you don't know about me, dot, 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 and then you fill it in. He's like, I have erectile dysfunction.
But, okay.
Breaking the internet.
I think it's that he doesn't like
girls?
Mm-hmm.
I think he, like, I just, this is like his same issue. Like, stop talking about my dick. It's like, I just don't think Jordan's interesting enough to spend as much time on him as we did. Like, but he was always so awkward.
The people are like, how many pumps was it? And then she's like, well, she literally says to him, like, off camera, they're not even wearing mics, like, do you consider it sex if you don't finish?
And I was like, wait, is but that how she's been a virgin like, for so
he
long?
He goes hard and then he gets limp. It was just all in his head. I don't know. It's just kind of a really interesting situation.
Yeah. Well, if he just stuck to finger banging, he could finish.
You know?
Because that's all Carl wanted. He got what he wanted from Lindsay. And I was like, all you wanted was a finger bang? Like, you didn't even have sex with her and you got all you wanted? Strive higher, Carl.
Carl, I think
your three balls are all trying.
I think Hannah said it best. Like, he isn't good with himself. And that's why he's trying to play up this, like, oh, no, I'm just going to make it the friend thing. Like, I got to let her down. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make you happy. Like, I'll make it, like, on me.
And well, I thought it was, like, funny because it's, like, so they all go to, like, this 80s party the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get dressed up, except for Carl, who I'm like, Carl, you wear these white tight pants every week.
Right.
I was like, your pants are actually looser this week than they are normally.
Right.
Like,
don't talk about his pants, though. He'll get really upset with you.
And yeah. And then Deb showed up. And Deb was like, oh, well, I don't want to step on Lindsay's toes with Carl. And his face is just like, ugh. I'm like,
he feels so trapped by her, though. Like, he's like, no. Okay, this is always telling too, girls. If you've been hooking up with someone and then they don't want to sleep in the same bed with you and you're in the same house, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
like when that's a big sign. Room, that's a big like, sign,
babe. Yeah. I wanted to give you a kiss goodnight, babe. And he just acts like he's asleep. And I'm like, oh my god, he did the same thing with Lauren Workus. She used to come in. Remember, she'd come in top down too, like her tits out. And he'd be like, I'm asleep.
I feel like he gets like just like so many women throwing themselves at him, like, and then he just like doesn't know what he wants. I don't think like even if he had like the perfect girl come around. I mean, literally, he's had Lauren Workus, he's had Lindsay, he's had Paige, he's had like
Danielle,
really had great women to pick from.
Yeah, it's just like funny in the fact of like, I mean, think about it. He's like, he's an attractive guy. He's tall. He's on Watch What Happens Live. He said he's 6'5". He's got like a fun personality, right? Like, he's a total fuckboy. So it's like, I can understand why girls would be like throwing themselves at him. He's now on a reality TV show. So he's got like this built-in fame. Like, I get it. But it's like, yeah, Hannah's right. Like, you're just, he's not okay with himself. Like, he's got demons. I don't know if you heard, but his parents got divorced. And so that's why
he's
commitment
just
issues.
Literally just having like a selfish moment is like, I'm going to ride on this reality TV wave and like enjoy myself. I'm going to be the new Shep. And
well, I think go well for Shep.
I think that's what he's
go
doing.
Go the Craig route.
I think
go
that's what he's doing.
Just saying, like, Craig route.
He was generous.
Who?
Carl.
With what?
Like, he bought a ton of drinks and stuff. Ariana and Tom, very generous. Shep, not so much.
Well, that's how the rich stay rich.
Yeah.
You know what? Carl's just sensitive. He's too sensitive.
No, I think he just wants to have fun. And he's like,
but okay, why not I'm say that to this. Lindsay?
He said, let's have fun, more
now
life.
Now he did, but we've, oh, when he's, when she more said, life. You're not going to more life me. Yeah. I was like, yes, Lindsay, yeah. Yes. Like, I just thought, I just think for Carl, it's like, why can't you just say, like, we spent three episodes where he's like, oh my God, she's my best friend. He's like, he's my best friend. Like, oh my God, are we going to do this? It's like, okay, you guys finger banged and made out once.
I also didn't like the whole, like, asking out the Barry's boot camp girl, like, in front of Lindsay.
What the, and remember he did that too? He did that before? Wasn't there, like, a cowboy-themed party when he was with Lauren Workus and it was, like, a bunch of people? Maybe it was, like, Lindsay's birthday party? Or Amanda's birthday party or something, and they're all at this thing. It was like in season one or something. Mm-hmm. And he asked out a girl in front of Lindsay or in front of Lauren. He did the same thing.
No, I think what it comes down to is he's seriously a selfish person.
Yes, but just like, I wish he would just like say that of like, hey, like we can hook up, but like this isn't going to be anything more. Right. Like he always does this thing where he's like when they even sat down outside and he just starts like complimenting her, and it's like, no. And I like that Lindsay was, like, not letting him get away. And I wish he would just say, like, because she's like, I want to get married. I want to have kids, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I wish he just would have said, I want that, too. I just don't want it with you.
I wonder if she's with that guy from Italy still.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Lindsay's hot.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's a little crazy, but, you know, who doesn't like, you know, a little crazy?
Okay. Honestly, here's my, like, dream hangout. I want to hang out with Lindsay and Jessica from Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. I want to get activated. Okay. And I want to drink wine with dogs. And I think it would be such a fun night.
I mean, I feel like you can make that happen.
And I want Hannah to come along too.
You can make these things happen.
Because girl. I think I love Hannah the best. Like, I'd be okay with, like, I think that they need to do a recast.
I think they are.
Yes, but I think that they need to do a recast in the sense of, like, you could keep Jules around, whatever. You need to bring Paige in. Luke can stay. Kyle and Amanda. It sounds weird, but like one or the other.
I mean, Kyle.
Can't have, yeah, Kyle. Yeah, maybe I just Kyle. Not that him. I don't love Amanda, but I just don't want to watch them fighting. So like this episode, it was like after the beginning of it was like fun with them because there was like no fighting, right?
Wait,
like,
is this really, the like, fourth the season or the third?
I think this is the fourth, right? Because we had two with the Workuses.
And then we had that.
And then this is Hannah girl. And Paige's second season.
Yeah, yeah. So four. I mean, yeah, four so summers.
I mean, Carol only had five good ones. I know. So, but I think, like, I don't know. Like, or keep Kyle and Amanda, but, like, bring more people in. Like, stop giving us three guys and five girls. We need four and four, at least. We need more guys.
Yeah.
Luke's got to have a friend.
Oh,
bring in
gosh.
Some more Minnesota people.
How do you not think he's just like, I think he's nice. I think he's charming. I think he has a sweetheart. He can play the guitar. He can make
Mary,
jewelry.
I know that your pants are off right now. We
gorgeous.
I think Luke is
and
very
like
handsome,
we're comparing this to Armand, and she literally said like she thinks this is the last guy she'll date, and he literally won't like what. Who is Armand?
And he said it was just casual.
Yeah.
What? And Hannah's a catch, too. I don't know if you know, but Hannah plays tennis. And so does Luke, okay? And they play tennis together. And all I think it's really cute.
All their bodies. I actually appreciated how they went to Barry's boot camp. Like, they got shit-faced the night before Miami Vice, and then they sweat it out.
Mm-hmm. No, like, Summer that's House works on their summer bodies.
Yeah, that's how you keep the body.
They all look, I mean, they all look great. They work hard, they play
all
hard.
Have
like
six
even
packs.
Watching that like paddleboard yoga, I was like, that shit is really hard.
Yeah.
And I think I actually appreciated Jules more this week with her not single white femaling Paige. Did you miss Paige this week?
Not at all.
Ooh, me neither. But
I
really
loved her last
Paige.
Season, but like this season I'm kind of bored.
Yeah, maybe, like, it should just be, like, you have to be Hannah level if you're having a boyfriend or, like, dating someone.
I think it's kind of like a single thing.
I agree. So I think we need more of Hannah's friends. I think unfortunately, we have to skew younger.
Yeah.
I think you could get rid of Carl.
We want to watch a summer house.
Yeah.
We don't want to watch Couples Retreat.
Yeah, that movie was already made. I think, do we have to get rid of Lindsay?
No, she's still single.
Yeah, Lindsay stays, but we get rid of Carl.
No, I'd actually keep him. It's more like what? The couples.
So just get rid of Amanda and Kyle.
And Paige.
And Paige?
Yeah.
Whew, wow.
It's like house. I want to watch the hookups.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't necessarily want to watch the hookups.
It's but I so know it's invasive. Like if yeah. they don't the have cameras that in blanket the room. Over them, like what do we get to see?
We get to see Jordan not perform. That's what we get to see. I just like,
how is he living this down right now?
Like, why does he like, keep coming back
I'm
for
concerned.
More?
I'm concerned. I know.
Like, honestly, though, okay. I got an idea for Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan needs to capitalize on this, and he needs to partner with some startup for ED. And he needs to be the face of it and make that sponsorship money, branded content, holler, holler, get that dollar. Because if you're going to be talking about how your dick don't work, you better get paid for it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he could, honestly, he could break the internet and become the most eligible man with ED. Jordan, are you listening? Just think about it. Just think about it.
On that note.
Also, again. Is there anything else we need to mention?
I think we should just stop right there.
Should we just talk? We should end it at Jordan's ED.
Yeah. Five stars mm-hmm. only.
I hope he gets it up next week. Hope you guys get it up.
I hope we do see him one more time.
No, I don't want to see him ever again. Nobody requested this.
Oh, I am. I requested it. In.
Ugh. All right. Everybody have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing and being a judgy juror. Oh, also, like we said in the March Madness, if you're in the Jury Speaks, please go vote. We've put it up at the very top. Vote for who you want to be in the bracket, okay? We're taking the top 64, and we're going to be putting that in the bracket. So make sure you get your likes and your comments in.
Love it. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.